This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta, who also holds the finance portfolio, today presented the budget for the financial year 2025-26 in the Delhi Assembly. This is the first budget of the newly formed BJP-led Delhi government. In her statement, while presenting the budget in the House, Ms. Gupta said the 1 lakh crore rupee budget outlay focuses on development and growth of every sector. The Chief Minister announced that the capital expenditure of over 28,000 crore rupees has been allocated in the budget, which is almost double from the previous budget. Delhi government's flagship scheme, Mahila Samriddhi Yojana, also got an allocation of 5,100 crore rupees in the budget. She also announced that the government has allocated 100 crore rupees in the budget to establish Atal Canteen at 100 different locations in the national capital.
आर्थिक रूप से कमजोर वर्गों को खाद्य सुरक्षा बढ़ाने और पोषण की स्थिति में सुधार लाने के लिए हम स्वर्गीय श्री अटल बिहारी वाजपेयी जी जन्म शताब्दी वर्ष है दिल्ली में जन्म शताब्दी वर्ष पे 100 जगहों पे अटल कैंटीन खोली जाएगी और उस मद में 100 करोड़ रुपए का प्रावधान किया गया है.
The budget will be discussed in the House tomorrow. The budget session of the Delhi Assembly will continue till the 28th of this month. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar has called a meeting with the floor leaders of the House this evening on the issue of recovery of cash from the residence of Delhi High Court Judge Justice Yashwant Verma. Terming this a serious issue, the chairman said, "This issue concerns sovereignty, supremacy and relevance of the parliament." He lauded the Chief Justice for taking prompt action in this matter. During the zero hour, he expressed confidence that a fruitful discussion will be held to find a way out.
That for the first time in unprecedented manner, the Chief Justice of India took the initiative to put everything in public domain. But then a suggestion emanated from Leader of the Opposition and agreed by Leader of the House that the issue needs to be deliberated at my instance with the floor leaders. I have scheduled a meeting after seeking convenience at 4:30 p.m. today with the floor leaders as suggested by Leader of the Opposition and agreed to by Leader of the House, and timing has also been indicated to the concerned.
The BJP today continued its attack on the Congress over Karnataka Deputy Chief Minister D.K. Shivkumar's reported remarks on changing the constitution to provide reservations for a particular minority group. Speaking to the media outside parliament, senior BJP leader and Union Minister Prahlad Joshi demanded an apology from the Congress and Mr. Shivkumar over the remarks. India's permanent representative to the UN, Ambassador Parvatanani Harish, underscored the risks faced by peacekeepers operating in conflict zones. Speaking yesterday in an open debate on advancing adaptability in UN peace operations, Harish highlighted the challenges posed by non-state actors, armed groups and terrorists, emphasizing the need for accountability in cases of crimes against peacekeepers. He's stated, "Peacekeeping is not a zero-risk effort, calling for decisive measures to ensure that perpetrators of crimes against peacemakers are brought to justice."
India is compelled to note that the delegate of Pakistan has yet again resorted to unwarranted remarks on the Indian Union territory of Jammu and Kashmir. Such repeated references neither validate their illegal claims nor justify their state-sponsored cross-border terrorism. Jammu and Kashmir was, is, and will always be an integral part of India. Pakistan continues to illegally occupy the territory of Jammu and Kashmir, which it must vacate. We would advise Pakistan not to try to divert the attention of this forum to drive their parochial and divisive agenda. India will refrain from exercising a more elaborate right of reply.
Three Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces in Chhattisgarh's Dantewada district today. According to reports, a joint team of security forces launched an anti-Naxal operation in the forested area along the border of Bijapur and Dantewada districts. During the operation, an exchange of fire took place between security forces and Maoists this morning. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans will lock horns with Punjab Kings at Ahmedabad from 7:30 p.m. today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.